And now north to Bolivia. It is the third largest coca-producing country in the world. Of course, that's the raw material that's used to make cocaine. Although the illegal drug trade has given coca a bad reputation, indigenous people have used it for centuries as medicine, food, and a symbol of their culture. Bolivia's president is a former coca farmer, and the country is trying to rebrand that leaf and create a legal industry from the controversial crop. Annie Murphy reports from La Paz.
Victor Ledesma is a Bolivian mechanic who wants to make some money off coca. It's a dreary evening in La Paz. We're sitting in a windowless hotel room with two of Victor's business associates. But it's all legal. In Bolivia, it's common to drink coca tea or to chew the leaf. And Victor's products don't contain the buzz-inducing cocaine alkaloid. Victor's come up with an all-natural soft drink called Coca-Coya, a play on the old indigenous word for Bolivia's high plains known as Coyasuyu.
I used to use Coca-Cola in my work as a mechanic. I'd pour some on bolts that were stuck, and in 10 minutes they'd loosen up. Coca-Cola is better than Coca-Cola and a lot healthier.
Since indigenous coca farmer Evo Morales became president in 2005, Bolivia has been looking for ways to commercialize coca, a traditional crop that's also the raw material for cocaine. Former coca farmer Milano Rocaballo helps run this government initiative.
La coca por naturaleza es una fuente bastante rica en proteínas y calcio.
In its natural state, coca is rich in protein and calcium. According to studies carried out by Harvard University, of the 14 alkaloids found in coca, just one is cocaine. The other 13 are good for your health.
The government is studying just how much coca is needed to meet Bolivia's own legal demand. Meanwhile, Bolivians are busy coming up with new products they hope to export, like these coca snacks Melanio invited me to try.
It looks like cereal or crackers. It's a little bit sweet, a little bit nutty. It's not bad. It's kind of like puff wheat.
These crunchy puffs don't require just any old coca. It has to be organic. Right now, most coca is grown using chemical-based pesticides and fertilizers. Farmer Marcela Tancara is one of the few who grow organic coca. Inside Marcela's house, one bedroom is filled with brightly colored plastic sacks full of coca. Leaves are green and smooth, no bigger than your thumb, and it smells like green tea. Marcela says this coca is ready for market. According to Marcela, people prefer the taste of organic coca. It's sweeter, but it comes at a price. A pound of regular coca normally costs a few dollars, while organic coca runs about $10 a pound. And everyone, including Marcela, knows some of Bolivia's coca goes to cocaine. And with larger legal growing limits, it may be even harder to control drug trafficking. Leaving Marcela's town, the jungle thickens, and the road gets bad. At the end lies the town of Caranavi. It used to be a tiny hamlet dedicated to growing fruit. But Caranavi is rapidly changing. And that's thanks to coca. Longtime resident Agustin Coronel is sharpening a machete before going to his coca field. His yard is full of rotting avocados that he doesn't bother to harvest because coca brings a better price. Agustin says that he sells his coca at the legal market in La Paz. But he admits that many people in Caranavi aren't involved in the drug trade.
Right here, people recently came and asked us to sell them coca. But they do use it for cocaine.
This is just what the U.S. government is worried about. Bolivia threw out the DEA in 2008, and larger growing limits for coca could mean trouble. John Creamer is the chargé d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy in La Paz.
So that's our concern, is that the increased cultivation here is leading to increased cocaine production and the arrival of more sophisticated international crime organizations.
Either way, Bolivia's coca industry is at a turning point. Higher legal limits and new coca products may mean profits for impoverished Bolivia. And the changes will definitely bring new challenges. Still, many Bolivians are betting on coca, like Victor Ledesma, the creator of Coca-Cola soda. Victor says, I want to bring coca to the entire world, even to the United States. So maybe someday you'll be able to buy coca products at your local supermarket. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in La Paz, Bolivia.